My name is Katrina Child, and this is an excerpt from my story, Diamond in the Rough. When she lifted me, they would wink through her white hair. When I sat on her knee, her earlobes would twinkle. When she came to meet me from school, it was her earrings that I spotted first, glinting across the playground. Her diamond earrings were the last thing Granny took off before bed, and the first thing she put on in the morning. They sat on her dressing table overnight, attached to a scrap of red velvet. She said they made her feel like a movie star, like Marilyn Monroe, even when she was just doing the dishes or making the supper. One morning, she caught her comb in her earlobe, felt a tug, and heard the clack as one diamond earring dropped onto the floorboards in her bedroom. We were all called in for the search. "If I kneel down myself, I'll never get back up again," said Granny, as she clutched her figurine of St. Anthony, the patron saint of lost things. Jamie and I were singled out, as we could fit under the bed and in behind the dressing table, and our fingers could squeeze into places that grown-up hands couldn't. Granny shouted instructions to us as we crawled about on the floor. "St. Anthony, he's never let me down yet," she said. "If only I could get to Italy, I'd slip him a few lira." "It's euros, Mum, not lira," replied Auntie Lorraine. After a while, the searching stopped. Granny took the remaining diamond earring out of her earlobe, fastened it to the piece of red velvet, and laid it on her dressing table. "I don't want to look like a pirate, do I?" She was never quite the same after that. The twinkle in her eye disappeared along with the twinkle from her ears. Every so often she would sigh and stroke her earlobe. "Oh, I miss my diamonds. I feel naked without them." It was Jamie who suggested we start the search again. We both took one of Granny's silk scarves and tied it around our mouth and nose to stop the dust from making us sneeze. The scarf smelt of Granny's perfume and made me sneeze anyway. Granny never had carpet in her bedroom. She liked the floorboards. She said the creaks they made was the house talking to her. Sometimes it's the most sensible conversation I have all day. After she lost the earring, she stopped sweeping in there. "You don't want to have it be your inheritance, do you?" she said, when Mum threatened to clean the floor. Jamie and I knelt in front of Granny's dressing table and prayed to the figurine of St. Anthony, his bald head, his baby and his bunch of flowers reflected in the glossy varnished wood. Granny still kept her surfaces clean, even if the floor was dusty. "Dear St. Anthony, please help us find Granny's diamond earring. Amen." I used Granny's metal nail file and Jamie her letter opener, and we began to dig into the gaps between the floorboards. We flicked out anything that was wedged stuck, laid it all in a white handkerchief on the dressing table. After a while, we stopped to see what we had collected, stuff that Granny had lost over the years. Jamie thought some of it even dated back to Grandad. 5 needles, 2 paper clips, 4 earring butterflies, 1 pen lid, blue, 1 gold chain, 1 screw, no diamond earring.